Another deadly week in Iraq. A brazen attack on a police station Saturday left at least 23 people dead after two suicide bombings earlier in the week killed more than 100 Iraqis. Insurgents also continued their isolated attacks on American troops. Since the end of major combat last May, 258 American troops have died in hostile action. Last week, even the top U.S. commander in the Middle East, General John Abizaid, got a close-up look at the insurgency. He narrowly escaped an attack on his convoy in Fallujah. Abizaid points to foreign fighters as the most dangerous now in Iraq. Terrorism expert John Perichini is a policy analyst at the RAND Corporation. He says the tactics, motives, and identities of the attackers have changed since the conflict began.
Initially, it was clearly Ba'athist regime members trying to fight the United States right to the bitter end. Then there was a period where those Ba'athist partisans were sort of hiring Iraqis who didn't have work to sort of attack the Americans. Then sometime over the course of the summer, when foreigners could get to Iraq by bus, by car, by foot, you started to see the nature of the attacks changing and indeed the targets changing.
You talk about how the foreign fighters get into Iraq, but how easy is it?
It's both how easy is it to get there and how easy is it for us to prevent people from getting there. I mean, we have to remember that Iraq is a country the size of California or France, so there's long borders with Iran, Turkey, and with Syria. So people are coming across those borders all the time. Indeed, smugglers are, travelers are, sheep herders are, and foreign fighters are.
When we hear about these truck bombings, U.S. military officials often say these attacks have the hallmarks of al-Qaeda. What does that mean?
Well, I think it's hard to know. There are some aspects that look like al-Qaeda strikes, where they're striking an important, prestigious target with a vehicle laden with 1,000 pounds of explosives. That's a serious operation. Whether it's possible to clearly delineate that this was an al-Qaeda fighter as opposed to somebody who was in a group that may have been affiliated with al-Qaeda or inspired by al-Qaeda, I think that's more difficult to discern.
Talk a little bit about the differences between these attacks, these bolder, bigger attacks on Iraqi targets, and the smaller attacks that keep continuing on American troops. Do you see a difference in who might be responsible for those? I mean, there's certainly different types of attacks. RPGs, roadside bombs.
The critical distinction is the suicide attackers. There, I think it's much more likely that jihadists, whether affiliated with al-Qaeda or inspired by al-Qaeda or operating on their own mantra, I think it's more likely that those are the perpetrators of those suicide attacks. That's why you didn't see as many suicide attacks in the period essentially April till the middle of the summer, because I think it was more Ba'athists, more people of a secular bent. Now we're into a totally different environment.
When we talk about the al-Qaeda links here, Bush administration officials are pointing to one man, this Jordanian who has alleged links to Osama bin Laden. The U.S. military publicized a letter this past week, purportedly written by Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, that outlines the strategy of having foreign fighters infiltrate Iraq and incite a civil war. Do you find these claims believable, this letter believable?
Well, this is an interesting letter because it's believed to have been obtained from a CD that a Pakistani had in his possession. This Pakistani is known to have had links to al-Qaeda, and he was detained in January. He claims that this was written by al-Zarqawi. The interesting thing about it is it seems as though the letter is asking for al-Qaeda's support, which suggests that they don't necessarily have it now. Al-Zarqawi could be somebody who's operating on his own. He may have had contact with al-Qaeda people at different times, but he seems to have been able to move around the region, Iran, Iraq, Jordan, Chechnya, very easily. And there are allegations of connections that he has with some of the cells in Europe. So I think it's still not clear, but I think what we see here is sort of a second phase of al-Qaeda. He's become a power in and of himself, and he may have, with this letter, if indeed we can believe what has been reported, been trying to get more support from outside forces who had money, people, and weapons.
How about his mobility? I mean, he's been on the U.S. radar screen for quite some time. Now they seem to be attributing many attacks and a lot of movement to this man.
Look, it's a big place. It's a very fluid environment. It took us years to get the Unabomber here in the United States. that it might take us a year or so to track down somebody in a seemingly ungovernable place like Iraq doesn't surprise me at all.
John Parrachini is a policy analyst at the RAND Corporation. Thanks very much for being here.
My pleasure.